Alan Greenspan retired from the Federal Reserve just before the crisis hit in 2006.
Committee will please come to order.
Last year, he once again appeared before the Congress.
You see Greenspan at the hearing table after the collapse, and you see a crushed man, really.
He said that the premise that you could trust markets to regulate themselves was misplaced.
You have been a staunch advocate for letting markets regulate themselves. And my question for you is simple. Were you wrong?
Yes. I found a flaw, but I've been very distressed by that fact.
You found a flaw in the reality?
A flaw in the model that I perceived is the critical functioning structure that defines how the world works, so to speak.
In other words, you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right.
Precisely. No, that's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well.
After almost two decades of public service, he realizes that the economic philosophy that he had pushed so hard, resisting regulation of derivatives, he realized that there were some fundamental flaws in that whole philosophy.
It was a pretty incredible moment that after a lifetime of faith in a certain way the world worked, that Greenspan would say, I was wrong.
It struck me as someone admitting that the core belief that had animated, you know, basically a 20-year, 18-year career as Fed chief was wrong. It's stunning, but it doesn't undo the damage.